certain, number 101.
Amend Bureau of Development Services fee schedule to add a peer review fee.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. And I'd like to ask the staff to come forward. Andy Peterson from the Bureau of Development Services. This is quite a technical issue, and it's interesting, I think. So I hope you find it so, too. The Bureau of Development Services has prepared this ordinance proposing an addition to their building permit fee schedule to allow for the collection of a peer review fee. This is outside of our traditional fee schedule, so approval is required under the way we operate in the State Building Code. This peer review fee provides cost recovery to the Bureau of Development Services when the Bureau contracts with qualified engineering professionals for certain projects, and Andy Peterson will explain it all to you in great detail or less detail, whichever you prefer.
Right. Good morning. I'm Andy Peterson, Bureau of Development Services. As Commissioner Fritz stated, BDS has prepared this ordinance proposing an amendment to our building permit fee schedule so that we can incorporate a peer review fee, and we're requesting approval for that addition to our fee schedule. The International Building Model Building Codes, as well as the 2014 Oregon Structural Specialty Code, require building officials to approve alternative design and construction methods not specifically described within the OSSC, where the building official finds that the material, method, or work offered is, for the purpose intended, at least the equivalent of that prescribed in the OSSC. We have a pending project that's been proposed to us over in the Lloyd District that chooses voluntarily to go through the what's called a performance-based design methodology, where both the Oregon Structural Specialty Code and the American Society of Civil Engineering Engineers, ASCE, require a peer review of that design to make sure that it is in conformance with the building code. We currently don't have a path to do that in our fee schedule. This amendment to the fee schedule would allow us to have a fee that supported and paid for that peer review team. The new fee means that gives BDS the means to contract with a qualified independent peer review team and manage the contract on a cost recovery basis for that contract, plus a small management fee that takes care of staff time. This is only for the structural part of the building. The typical design review aspects would continue to be in place. Whether it's the design advice or the design commission would still have their input and say on the final design of the project. But again, it's the ability to meet the design criteria for the structure itself for a structural and seismic analysis. This has been used up and down the West Coast, major cities including Seattle, LA, San Francisco, San Diego, since about 2008. Internationally, longer than that. It's now here because the building being proposed is over 240 feet in height, and they have an alternative design that they wish to explore and utilize. With that, we have done outreach with the Development Review Advisory Committee, the Structural Engineers Association of Oregon, regional engineering and development firms, as well as the State Building Codes Division. We've published this information about the peer review fee on our website, and at this point are going through an evaluation of peer review teams to be able to move forward with this project as the next development in the Lloyd District, next major development in the Lloyd District. With that, I'd open it up. If you have questions, we can get into details on nonlinear seismic analysis if you want, but that's probably even outside of my range of specialty.
The one thing I would add is that the cost will vary depending on the project. It'll probably be somewhere between $50,000 to $100,000.
Correct.
That includes a 3% contract management fee for the Bureau of Development Services.
Exactly.
And other than that 3%, the rest of it's essentially a pass-through, right, to the private
Correct.
Consultant that you hire to do the work.
So, exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty low overhead, something Commissioner Saltzman is always looking for. So that's great.
Okay.
All right, any questions?
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
No one signed up.
Okay.
I'm astonished that nobody wanted to speak.
Yeah, never know. All right, then we'll take a roll call on this emergency ordinance then.
Fritz?
So it's an emergency because we do have this project that is wanting to use it. It was interesting information to me to hear that this was in the model building code, and which the state passes, and that we had to then negotiate with the state because they were not necessarily aware that all the details of it. So we're once again setting the standards for the state, and we appreciate both Andy Peterson and your team, Director Paul Scarlett, and the Development Review Advisory Committee and others who've been supportive of this. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Thanks very much. Aye.